This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tiki Barber, BT is out, which means I get to talk a little soccer. And, as always, it seems like Rondé, whenever BT is out, I call you. Rondé Barber joins us on Tiki and Tannen. Congratulations are in order for my twin, as he will be the 13th and next member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers inducted into their Ring of Honor. Hats off to you, brother. Congrats.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I never mind subbing in for BT for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't do his full-time job, but I like taking a little bit of pressure off you when you're solo, bro.
Yeah, well, I haven't had any pressure today. There's lots to talk about. We talked about the Celtics and how bad Kyrie is and the Golden State Warriors and why OBJ is crazy to think that they can be the Patriots. I spent probably too much time for our American listeners talking about the Champions League second leg of the semifinal here, Liverpool and Barcelona. And it's crazy because I know you're a big European soccer fan because of Manchester United.
I don't understand how you're a Liverpool fan, but I'll give it to you.
I've told people why I'm a Liverpool fan, because you're a Man U fan. I can't be a homer and jump on their bandwagon because they were one of the best teams historically in the Premier League. So I had to pick another one. I can't pick Man City, right?
No.
Can't pick Man City.
And definitely
so,
not them.
And so the guys in the newsroom were watching Sadio Mane, and he had this ridiculous, like, back-heeled goal about 3 months ago. And I was like, dude, that little short dude with the little, you know, blonde, you know, cut in his hair, that dude's cool, man. I'm going to be a Liverpool fan. And here they are, getting to the Champions League final. You follow this, man.
I'll give you this. You jumped on the bandwagon at the right time.
I did, right? Because Liverpool's advancing, even though I don't think they're going to have a shot to win the Premier League. How epic was this victory for them? Because I've explained it a little bit to some of our listeners who may or may not know European soccer, but they play on aggregate. So there's two legs. It's basically, you know, the point differential, unless you get an away goal. There were no away goals. But Barcelona, who has one of the best players in the sport, and Lionel Messi, was up 3-0 after winning at home. They come here. Basically, all they got to do is not get beat by four goals.
all they needed was a goal.
Yes.
And then they would have had the away goal quotient in play. And then Liverpool would have had to score one more than them on aggregate to win. But I wasn't even watching this game earlier. Obviously, there's a lot going on in my sphere today, so
yes.
I wasn't that into Champions League soccer today. But I should have been. That game ended up being fantastic. But it was a microcosm of the previous game. It was just like what Barcelona did to Liverpool last week. And when you're just to you novice that you are, Tiki.
I'm growing. I'm getting better. I'm better than Samter is.
When you're down like that on a home and away,
yeah.
The only way in my mind to come back in a game like that is to score early. And when Origi scored in the 6th minute or 7th minute or whatever that was, you're like game on. And I looked at my alerts on my phone. So I get them, you know, for all sports. And you know, Liverpool's down one still. You know, got one still down two on aggregate. And then in back-to-back minutes, Wijnaldum scores 2 goals, and my TV went on, and I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. Barca's getting ready to lose this again. And the irony is that they did the exact same thing last year, Roma. They fell out after having a big lead. And, you know, this sends Liverpool to back-to-back Champions League finals, and we know what Real Madrid is if you're a soccer fan. They won 3 in a row when Cristiano was there. I thought Liverpool had a chance to beat them last year. So for you Liverpool fans, including you, Tiki, this could be sweet redemption. And to your point earlier, they do have a chance to win the league. There's one more weekend, Premier League Soccer. Sunday, all the games will be on at the same time. So get in front of your TV and watch them. And City and Liverpool are running away with the top 2 spots in the league. It's going to be an awesome weekend. So
yeah, no, it could have been.
That's about enough of that football as I can talk about.
Yeah, exactly. But it is interesting. It's becoming more and more interesting as – TNT. I'm watching it here. I know Fox, your company that you work for.
Used to, yeah.
You know, used to do a lot of this, and they kind of brought it, and it fell away with Fox, but now TNT has picked it up, and it's actually growing a ton, I think, in the States over here as people get more and more interested in the format of Premier League football, but also Champions League football, which is interesting. Talking to Rondé Barber here on Tiki and Tierney. Now, I mentioned congratulations for your Ring of Honor. This is exciting, man. I know that you're one of the icons down there in Tampa. You and Derek Brooks and John Lynch and Warren Sapp and I know Tony Dungy, who wasn't a part of the championship team but was a part of the championship team, have all been put in this Ring of Honor. What's this mean to you? Because it's compelling and meaningful to the fans to see you go in for someone who's been down there for so long. I mean, it's 22 years. You never left.
Yeah, this is it's an honor to have the distinction, obviously, and it's not as if it wasn't going to happen. It was just a matter of when. You know, I've joked with a lot of people, you know, over the past 7 years. It's hard to believe I've been retired 7 years, but it goes quick. But everybody kept asking me when I was going to win, when I was going to get in, and I was like, there's a long queue in front of me. Yeah, we weren't a Ring of Honor team until probably, I think I was still playing when they had the first inductees.
So, yeah. 2009, back in 2009.
Yeah,
you definitely were.
So, and you had to put in, you know, Leroy Selman, Jimmy Giles. I remember when Sapp and Brooks went in, you know, you gather all the old players and have them around, and it's just, there's just some majesty about it. And when I retired, I got to do one of ours. I got to do Allstott's Ring of Honor game. I was calling that game for Fox. Obviously, when you get a primetime home game, it's the best opportunity to put those guys in because you can almost guarantee that everybody's going to be there on a Thursday or Monday night or even Sunday night. But for mine, I'll be very similar to what Gruden did when he went in on Monday Night Football, and obviously his work schedule, you know, prevented him from coming to any other game. So we had a Monday night game, and you know, he jumped out of the booth, ran down, gave his speech, and went back to work. And that's going to kind of be my operation.
Yeah, they must have been thinking ahead. They must have been thinking ahead with the schedule, because guess who you're playing? For those who don't know, I know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing the New York Giants on your Ring of Honor induction day. So you know, I'll be there as well. It's kind of interesting because I got put in back in 2010, I believe, in the New York Giants Ring of Honor. I think it was a bunch of us, though, that went in because they inaugurated it with basically everybody who deserved to be in. They didn't do it like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did it,
where they
spread it out a little bit. And I'd only been retired maybe 3 years, 4 years. I was retired 4 years.
Yeah, going on four, right?
Yep, I was retired 4 years. And I remember how like special it is to see your name forever, you know, stitched into the side of a stadium. As you think back on your career, there's tons of great memories for you. Obviously, most people will talk about the Philadelphia Eagles shutting down the Vet with a 92-yard interception return. I remember your Super Bowl season after we had lost in one of the worst wild card come-from-behind losses in NFL history to the San Francisco 49ers, being on the sideline when you picked off Jeff Garcia and came right towards me. I forget that it might have been a penalty on the play, but whatever it was.
Simeon Rice, yeah.
Yeah, you remember. What's your most vivid memory from your years? I mean, you played 16. You talk about being retired 7 years. I've been retired 12 already, brother. You played 16 years. What's your most vivid memory?
Too many. I mean, I remember my first interception of my career was against Danny Cannell in a New York Giants game in 1998. That's vivid. I remember my first interception for a touchdown against my buddy who lived across the street from me, Vinny Testaverde for the Jets.
You got all these New York teams you're picking on, man.
You know, it's because that's where you are. Man. Those are the memories that are jumping into the forefront of my head right now. But plenty, man. I play with so many players. I mean, I remember Scott Smith, who works for the Bucks, told me, he gave me a list of the number of players that I play with over my 16-year career, and I just couldn't believe it. But when you do the math, it is. I mean, I touched a lot of people just being around for that long. So I have a ton of memories, personal and professionally, here. And like I said, this is a great honor to have this distinction. You couldn't have said it better. To be stitched in the fabric of your franchise on the stadium forever, mean, it's a special feeling, and I don't know how I'll react. Like I said, it wasn't an unexpected honor.
Yeah.
And I think everybody that has called me and texted me today has expressed that it was just a matter of time. And, you know, but what it does to you, and 'cause I've been retired 7 years now, as you said, it gives you a chance to relive it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you turn on the highlights and, you know, it brings you down memory lane of a couple of instances that you may or may not have forgotten about. You know, I remember that I was looking at one today, and I remember my first touchdown of my career. I got a poster of it hanging, a framed picture of it hanging in my office.
Yeah.
It was a block punt against the Chicago Bears. I think it was 98. Pretty sure it was 98. And Joe Marciano was our special team coach, and he gave me that poster. It was my first touchdown. And I didn't score touchdowns in college. I didn't score many touchdowns in high school. You know, you kind of did all that work for our team. But it's a special memory that I'll never forget. And I remember looking at that picture or looking at the video of it today, come to the sideline, I take my helmet off, and I'm like the youngest looking dude ever. I think I look like I was 15 years old. And then you see a picture of me I see a video of me from my very last game.
When you're playing safety. You
know, yeah, it's 16 years of wear on your face and on your body. And, you know, I never really give myself reasons for why I played so long or why I played so well. But it's just a blessing, man. I did it a long time. And, yeah, it was two different players from that 1998 season to the guy that finished in 2012 under Greg Schiano.
Yeah.
And playing safety. But all in all, encapsulated, it was a fantastic career, man.
No, and it's
I think the numbers will say that, but you know, the memories say it even better.
Oh yeah, no, they're Hall of Fame numbers for sure. The reason that you're not in, I don't know I could go into a diatribe about Ty Law right now, but I won't. He's a good player and deserved to be in, but not before you. Rondé Barber here on Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to a couple of these issues with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Just your brief thoughts on them. But you, just to wrap this, the Bucs have been an amazing organization for you, and they get a lot of flack. One, because of the history of the Bucs, they stunk at the beginning. But given where they were, where they went to, which is a championship, and now where they're trying to go, I give them a ton of credit because it's not easy to win down there with a fan base. It's, you know, I know when the Giants played on, there's like half the stadium of Giants fans, there's retirees and things of that nature. How good have the Bucs been to you?
Oh, couldn't ask for a better organization to play with. I mean, when you get into an organization and you play for a long time, you end up becoming, it becomes more than just a work environment. And that was definitely the case with me. It's still the case with some people that work in the office that I was with during my playing days, but the ownership, you know, I've developed a great relationship with Brian, Joel, and Brian, Ed, and, you know, I respect everything that this organization started with Malcolm when he bought this franchise, and I was lucky enough to be there somewhat towards the beginning of that.
Yeah.
So that relationship is really fostered into much more than just a working relationship. So I called them after they told me prior to the draft that this was going to be my year to go into the Ring of Honor, and I couldn't have been more, you know, contrite, humble about,
yeah,
you know, deciding to put me in. And and again, I know it wasn't easy decision for them. It was just a matter of when my time was up, you know, when,
yeah,
I was going to get to the front of the queue, because we have so many guys that were lined up to go in front of me.
Yeah.
But it's still special. I mean, I can't describe enough how good they were to me, how good they still are to me, and how it reflects to me on this community. It's why I'm still here, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know. You're never going to leave. You're like the mayor, yeah, I always tell people. I only have about 30 seconds here, Rondé, because Bruce Grobelaar, former Liverpool goalie, is going to come up. We're going to dissect this a little bit. So it's pretty cool. Coincidental, by the way. But give me 30 seconds on Jared McCoy. What happens here? Is he here for the long haul? I know he took over kind of the defensive leadership after you left. What happens with Gerald?
I hope so. And I can't say that, you know, there aren't business decisions to be made, but we know what Gerald McCoy is. I mean, he's been an All-Pro and a Pro Bowl player for multiple years for a reason. You can't say that Gerald McCoy is the same Gerald McCoy that he was, you know, when I was playing with him in 2012. But you remember, man, he started his career very slow. He had a bunch of injuries that kept him out his first 2 years of his career, freak injuries. And then all of a sudden you saw what he was. And just what he's meant to this franchise, and I know how we've dealt with aging players over the years. I was one of the lucky ones, to be very honest, that I got extra contracts at the end of my career. Now, Gerald's been around, signed some big contracts. Production is still, the effort and production got to match up, and I heard Bruce say that. And as an analyst on Fox, that's kind of what I say too. But Gerald is an icon here. He will be in the Ring of Honor for the Buccaneers one day. And if you're asking me personally, I'd love to see him here. And there's a need. There's not a lot of talent on this football team.
Yeah.
They're young. A lot of them don't get it. And I don't know why you would let a player like that go.
Yeah. But I think that's well said.
That's not my decision to make.
Yeah, I think that's well said. Rondé, congratulations. Love you, brother. We'll chat soon down the line.
Cheers, boss.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.